ISIS side.
I'm sorry?
The success on the ISIS side. Did you find this a particularly receptive group to what you were trying to do?
Yeah, it's a function of, the answer is yes, it's a function of being in a Canadian market and the pressure that they're under when things weren't going particularly well. And there's a real high compete level in there. Like, even in the games towards the end, and I think we've all seen it with coaches that are, you know, the team's in trouble. You can see it in the player's body language. But here, I mean, they were going, they were trying. They just needed a little readjustment, refocus. There were a lot of good things in the Winnipeg Jets game, and we've tried to keep those. And then once you can kind of get a little bit of a refocus and win a couple of games, that pressure comes off in that market, and then it's positive. Then now the guys are excited, and they're listening to the coach, but more importantly, they're talking to each other. That's the big thing here, that now the bench is talking, and they're talking on the bus, and they're kind of reestablishing those positive relationships just because they can have a reason to feel good about themselves.
Said yesterday Andrew was still good to go.
He's good. He has a no practice clause in his contract. I've got to get him 6 practices off a month or his agent calls me, so I picked today and yesterday. He's fine.
Can you get that same deal?
I'm all open to that. If you guys want to pick a few days off a month where we don't have to get together, I think we can all agree on that. So I like your thinking.
Because of the youth of the team, Paul, is it when you get that success, maybe the light goes on a little quicker for them?
Yeah. Think about how most of these guys get to the National Hockey League, especially the guys in their first or second year. I mean, they've probably had really, really positive experiences coming in. You know, they've either been on world junior teams or their junior team was really good as a function of them being on it, because those guys usually, you know, drive those junior teams. So they're not used to the pressure of the National Hockey and what an NHL room's like, especially in a Canadian market when you drop a couple in a row. That's a different beast for them. So they like, things are going good. This is the way hockey's supposed to be played. It's what they've known.
How big of a difference is it when you can have a one-on-one conversation with your player here as opposed to Russia, where maybe the language barrier?
That was the single biggest lasting memory for me, and it had the biggest impact on me, was the number of times I walked by somebody there and I couldn't say anything to them. The small conversations between a coach and a player. And you realize when you do that, you missed an opportunity in the past to get out to your players more, and you make sure that you don't miss that opportunity anymore. Like, you're always worried that you're talking maybe sometimes too much to your players, but when you think about it, if you talk to a different guy every month, you're only having 1.5 conversations individually with a player, so you're not, you know? And that was the biggest thing that I took from that experience, was that individual relationship building feedback more than anything else from how they're playing and where they're at is key to what we do.
How much pride you taken in knowing that this franchise is where it's at right now, and you helped get it to the Hurricanes franchise to get it where it is right now?
Well, it's funny, when you go to a new team, right, everybody's stories are new, so you get to tell them all over again, and spend a lot of time, especially coming here, talking about where we started, going even back to the Hartford days, but the Greensboro rink, all the fun we had with our practice facilities, ice sheets, all the stuff that went into it, that in some ways there's some similarities between this market and the Winnipeg market. It's a smaller group. It seems to be very personal to the fans. They're really attached to the team. And you know, like I said yesterday, in basketball terms, over an 8-year period, but probably a 7 hockey season period because there was a lockout in there, these guys, you know, won the national championship game, played in a national championship game, and played in the Final Four, all on a small market. You know, the rub is that in between there wasn't a lot of playoff hockey going on, but at the same time, maybe that makes that more special. That you know, this franchise has always kind of swung for the seats, and makes it painful at times, I guess. But at the same time, there's been some really exciting games played in this building.
What challenges do you think your team will face tonight against the Hurricanes?
Speed and pace. You know, if you look back even at the last month, when the Carolina Hurricanes get any kind of rest, 2 or 3 days off, they come out with a real quick, real fast performance. They run slightly different schemes than we've been seeing in the West. Very, very aggressive. And the key for us in all the games, we know and we need to accept the fact that the other team will control parts of the games. It has happened in every single game we play, and we do as well. So with a young group, when that happens, and I would expect that that's going to happen, and we're looking for it in the first 10 minutes of this period, and definitely in the second when you look at the goal differential of Carolina, we're going to have to be comfortable in that time. Certainly recognize the shift of momentum and get it back on our side. But these guys do some things very, very well and differently. Speed and pace and their aggressiveness in all areas of the ice, that's the big challenge here.
Have you seen the power play the last stretch here?
Yeah, I've stopped watching it. You can only focus on a handful of things at a time. And power play is critically important, I understand that. But you are capable of having success without it. I don't know what year Jersey won the Stanley Cup with a 30th ranked power play during the regular season, but their power play wasn't ranked 30th in the playoffs, so I'm not saying you can win without it. You've got avoided defining exactly what we're trying to do on our power play. We're trying to build something off it, build that confidence. I like some of the chances that we get in the game, but I'm still learning about getting the right personnel together. It also affects the way you run your bench. Who you put out there leaves you certain kinds of players to come back, and when you're in Anaheim and you know Getzlaff is coming off the bench, or you know Thornton's coming off the bench after that power play, and you're running at 15%, we're working on it. Isn't that the great line? I mean, we've had some chances in tight that I've liked. There's been some, you know, I think especially in the, I don't want to get the wrong game on you, but a couple of backdoor plays that we've been looking to run have worked for us, so that there's some life there. Most importantly, when your power play's got going, it can't kill your 5-on-5 game. You've got your 10 most offensive players on the ice, and you can't let frustration from your power play's failure bleed into your 5-on-5 game, and I've seen none of that.
You've been 10 games now with your coaching staff. Did you shift any of the responsibilities around when you came in at all, like for Charlie and Pascal?
Probably a bit, you know, kind of ask them what they do. I think when the new coach comes in, it's going to be your voice a little bit. But they're both really interesting people in terms of experiences and what they do for us. Charlie, it's not a lot of Stanley Cup champions like that that have the ability to relate to all players on their bench. You know, he can talk to... I like having a defenseman on that end of the bench. He can talk to those guys differently. Pascal was somebody I didn't know at all, and I would consider him invaluable now. Like, he has a great work ethic and a really detailed hockey mind, and more importantly, strong opinions. You know, both of them give you an answer within 10 seconds, unlike myself, of course, but they'll give you an answer right then when you ask the question and then can debate it with you. So it's been my whole experience here with the hockey staff and the off-ice staff is they work hard. You know, they're there every day pushing.
You still considering a third assistant though during the
last question?
No, you know what I'm doing? I'm not going to talk about anything, and we'll wait to see what happens at the end of the season. I mean, they maybe need a bunch of coaches next year. Who knows? We got to keep performing well. So we're all still working for the summer.
Thanks, guys.
Okay, guys.